Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill, who's staying down for a look at the water cooler conversations. And I have another story that may frustrate you, but it's probably not going to surprise you. Because
a lot of them frustrate me.
Yeah, I know, because you know, it's like, really?
People are morons.
Yeah, they are, and the system's stupid, too, whenever it comes to certain things. I don't know, about like being overbilled for things. Sometimes you look at it, you go, really? No, this does not cost this, does
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
And that's what happened with this family that was on vacation in Vegas. I think they were on vacation. And overbilled and underserved is how they describe.
I would rather be overserved and underbilled.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I've been said that I've
been. That's my kind of life.
Right. I've been told that I've been overserved a lot of times.
Same.
I don't know, food, booze, it doesn't matter. It's like, oh man, we so overserved him.
Yeah, that we should not have done that.
All right, well, this happened during a recent visit to a hospital emergency room.
Uh-oh.
Chief Investigator Darcy Spears, Fortune Why the family say they got better medical care at a gas station. Wow.
And, awesome.
You know, when you lead with
Welcome to the U.S. of A, people.
I know. I'm expecting like there was a very nice gas station attendant that...
I was thinking there might have just been a paramedic gassing up or something.
Well, it could have been that too. Or I was thinking
or
like...
the gas station person is knowledgeable.
Sure, they just pulled out some iodine or something and just here, rub this
Let me
on
take
it.
This.
Yeah. So little 9-year-old Brianna Lee, she was helping her mother pump gas.
Uh-oh.
Right, see, that's your problem in the first place.
Yeah, let's not.
So you see some gasoline splashed in her eyes.
Oh, boy.
It'll happen if you're, like, holding the nozzle and swinging it around like a water hose.
When you're you're spraying on me.
Yeah.
When you're 9, your face is, like, level with the...
Yeah, right.
I mean, so maybe not the best idea, Mom.
I can't see it go in down there. Let me look closer.
Let me look right inside.
Ah, my eyes! All right, so now with her burning eyes, her mother races her into the gas station restroom and flushed her eyes out. But the burning persisted. And so then, fearing a chemical burn, you know, natural.
Right.
They go to the emergency room at Sentinel Hills Hospital, where records show they were told to spend more time washing Brianna's eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And so at this point in the story, I'm thinking, oh, what they're saying is they were already doing what the solution is.
Right.
Just keep flushing. No, no, not quite. Because ironically... the eyewash station was too unsanitary and was too dirty, so they couldn't use it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. You have an eyewash station.
That's not sanitary?
And a hospital emergency room.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's like, okay, so what? You know, I went into a restroom that had a key that was attached to a crowbar so that people can only go into it if they
naturally
have the key. And yet it was cleaner than what's here at the ER room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is stellar.
Right.
What city are we talking about?
It was Las Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
And so Brianna was sent to a regular sink. And her mom rinsed her eyes.
So, like, we could have done this at home for half the price.
Or the gas station.
We're there.
And so the Lees then received two bills.
Oh, no.
$600 from Sentinel Hills Hospital. $800 from the ER doctor.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that just disturbing?
Well, here's the thing. Because it was listed on there what it's for. The $800 for the ER doctor was for, in quotations, use of the sink.
No way.
Yep, $800 using the sink. Not the one that was unsanitary and meant to be for flushing your eyes.
Just the regular old sink.
Well, because at that point I go, you know what? I'll just use the one out in the lobby. How much does that one cost?
Yeah.
I mean,
is that one $3.99?
Yeah, do you have a price on that one? Because I'd like
I have to go to the restroom quick.
I'd like to compare.
While you're there, take everything you can see.
Right,
already being billed.
Guess what? Here I'm taking. Yeah, because always whenever you have to stay in the hospital,
you're
like,
the free
everything. I'm taking this fan. I'm taking this thermometer.
Seriously.
I'm taking this because I paid for it. It's on there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you're right. So I need to get this dispenser off the wall. I need some of this soap at home because I paid for it.
Exactly.
So, all right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7.